I'm gonna give y'all some time to get up in here. I'm gonna give y'all some time for them to notify. Mic check, mic chat. 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check. Oh shit. Mic check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Now, I don't know why it's doing this over here on Facebook. It look a little weird. I'm a little delayed over here. Let's see. Let me make it smaller. Why I look like that? It don't matter. It don't matter. First and foremost, it's your girl China Black. They like to call me CB Man, right? Okay. Now, I don't know if, you know, a lot of people didn't know as far as Instagram because I didn't put it on Instagram, right? Yeah, why the frames dropping? Why the frames dropping, Facebook? What y'all doing over there? What y'all doing over there? Okay, it's a little better. Yeah, Instagram. Talking about hang on, we telling more followers to join. Yeah. I'm going to tell y'all why, right? So for 2 days, right? For 2 days, I couldn't fucking breathe, right? Right? And I'm saying like, child, yeah, I'm feeling better, but it ain't because of the fucking hospital, okay? I'm going to put y'all on, right? For 2 days, I wasn't able to breathe right, okay? So, like, in the middle of the night the other day, like, 4 in the morning, I just couldn't breathe right. Like, this whole side was warm as fuck, right? All right here was in a lot of pain, and I couldn't breathe right. I got, like, a lump under my collarbone, right? About 4 in the morning, I'm crying. Now, as far as if you a mom and shit like that, a lot of times we don't like to cry in front of our kids. When I tell you I was bawling in the middle of the night, right? I'm talking about hold my mouth and shit so Zion don't see nothing or hear nothing, right? Because I still got to go to work at the end of the day, right? I hate hospitals, right? The next day, me and Zion go out, right? We go out. I go do Uber, right? Child, I do about 2 orders. My shit start hurting again, okay? I still couldn't breathe right. Like, every time I breathe, it hurts all in this area. It hurts all in here, right? So now I'm bawling crying. You know this little nigga emotional, so he fucking crying too, right? I call his dad. I call his stepdad. I'm like, listen, I can't breathe right, okay? I need to drop him off, okay? I drop him off with his dad. He's still bawling out crying. Bitch, before I even pull up at the hospital, first thing I do is throw my damn cigarettes the fuck out, okay? Because I don't know what's wrong. All I know is it's in this area. I don't know if it's my lungs or not. I know I won't be smoking another motherfucking port. That's the first thing I did when I pulled up to the hospital. Now, I'm not going to tell y'all what hospital I was at because, as you can see, you about to lose your job is the shirt that I got on. And I'm telling you, if I say where the fuck I was, them bitches would be losing their fucking job, okay? I got to calm down, don't I? Talking about I can't breathe and shit. Got patches on. Now, I got the patches on because of my twin sister, okay? Not because of the fucking... Let me get to it, right? I get there about 2 something, y'all. Probably 1:45. I don't know. I get there at around 2 something, I believe, okay? First thing they do, they put my dumb ass in a wheelchair, right? Roll my little ass down the joint. But they never take my ID. They don't know who the fuck I am. They just roll my ass down and sit me near the fucking door closer towards the main motherfucking joint, right? I'm sitting there 15 minutes before the security guard comes and say, did they check you in? I said, bitch, they don't even know who the fuck I am. They didn't check nothing, okay? It gets worse from here, okay? So she rolled me up to the front. She told the lady, okay, she need to be checked in. She ain't been checked in yet, right? They start as she take my ID and everything, they start asking, why is my frame rate dropping? Listen, on Facebook, I don't know what the fuck is going on, okay? I'll upload this shit. It's not funny. Listen, pressure. It's not funny, but this shit, I tell everybody business, don't I? And I'm quick to tell my shit. I have to tell y'all what's going on because this is why I don't fucking go to the hospital, right? So they roll my little ass up to the joint. She checked my ID. She gets my ID. But she asking me my last name, you know, Rothmiller, 215-91, my birthday, right? Bitch, they put a whole wrist, a whole bracelet on with Tanisha on it. So it says clearly Tanisha. You right, calm down. Because I already can't fucking breathe right? So they about to check me in as my twin sister. That's first and foremost. She you lived on Wanamaker Street. So I don't know why I thought the bitch said Walnut. So then she like, well, they got you in here as Tanisha. I said, no, wait a minute. That's my twin. Whole time I got Tanisha on my arm. Child. So now they got to switch the whole fucking bracelet, right? Now they got to switch the whole bracelet. Then they check me in. Supposedly I go in intake. About 3 hours, another 3 hours goes by, y'all. Another 3 hours, okay, goes by before I even see the doctor. Now, I'm already snapping, okay, because I'm like, I done been here for like 3.5 hours. I'm hungry. Can I go to the cafeteria? Like, what's up? Can you gonna let me know? Am I gonna get called to the back or not? Because I'm fucking hungry. Bitch say, no, you can't go there because they might have to check for some things and you probably can't eat certain things or drink certain things. They like, you want to, now, mind you, I go to bathroom, come back out. They done fucking took my wheelchair. So now the security guard and the lady like, you want your wheelchair? But I said, no, because I've been sitting so long, my ass hurt. Fuck no, right? I told you it gets worse from here, okay? Maybe another fucking hour goes by, okay? So now this is 4 hours before I can even go see a doctor. Let me close this out on Gmail. So I don't know what's going on Facebook, whatever. Hopefully y'all can hear me, right? So I finally go back there with the fucking doctor, right? Supposedly. I go back there as far as the doctor. 4 hours, okay? I get back there, they checking my vitals, they doing all this old weird shit, they asking me what's wrong, and yada, yada, yada. I say the same thing, right? What's going on? I got a lump, I'm not breathing right, okay? They go, they start doing, they put some machine in front of me or something like that to check my chest, right? They do that. Then, my other nurse comes back, the nurse or whatever comes back in, she start doing my blood pressure. Now she need to take blood, right? So now they're taking blood, they're doing my blood pressure, but for some reason, my blood pressure is not being taken or whatever kills me. It's fucking freezing in there, right? Take my blood, all this whole other shit. She leaves out, the bitch leaves out with the blood pressure joint still on my arm, right? She said, yeah, I'm gonna bring you a blanket back, yada, yada, yada. They do the fucking COVID test, stick that shit up my nose. Of course, the tears shot down my shit because now she like, well, you ain't have a COVID test and da da da. I'm like, no. So at this point, I don't even have no choice but to get a fucking COVID test at this point, right? Because now this bitch talking about, well, can you keep your mask on? Bitch, I ought to beat your ass. Where the fuck is my blanket? Child, let me calm down. This is now 4 hours, okay? This now 4 hours. So I'm sitting in there. Like I said, they take blood. She say, after the COVID test, I said, so I really still can't eat nothing? She say, no. I said, how long does the results come back? Because I'm thinking it's, you know, like the HIV test and shit like that. You know, them joints come back in like 20 minutes. No. She said, a whole hour, right? Whole hour. So I'm sick as shit. Like, I done already been here 4 hours, okay? 3 hours just to get back there to see the doctor. Now, I gotta wait a whole nother hour for my results, right? I'm in there watching BET, thinking that this shit gonna go by, you get what I'm saying, fast, after a while, whatever the case may be, hopefully, right? I'm sitting there, hour go by, hour and 15 minutes, mind you, she never bore back my blanket, bro. So I'm in there freezing at this point, right? She never say, you can put your shirt back on, none of that shit, right? I still have the blood pressure drawn on my arm. She never came back to see what my shit said or nothing, right? Hour and a half go by. 2 hours. Okay? Now this, if I told you it took me almost 3.5 hours to get back there. This is, 6 hours that I've been there, right? At this point, I'm losing my mind, okay? I'm starving. I'm freezing. Y'all not telling me nothing, okay? You said an hour. They didn't switch shifts 3 fucking times as far as security, as far as doctors, or whatever, okay? I start pacing. Now I'm pacing back and forth and shit because I'm trying to figure out, where's my results, okay? You said an hour, now it's almost 2 hours. I done watched goddamn BET, Roscoe Jenkins, the movie is about to go off. That's 2 hours as far as the movie, right? I'm in the room. Excuse me. Yo. Hello, right? Nobody's saying shit. Nobody's saying nothing. My joint is open. I mean, my joint was closed. I opened the motherfucking curtain, nigga. I opened the curtain. Because at this point, I'm fucking irritated, right? Motherfuckers is walking by. I go and peek my head out the joint. Hello? This bitch keeps typing. Like, shit, like I'm a ghost. Like, she don't fucking see nobody. Keeps typing. I go and put my motherfucking shirt back on, put my clothes back on, right? I'm pacing back and forth, okay? Because at this point, y'all are purposely ignoring me, right? It's people walking by, da-da-da-da. Some little nurse nigga come in there and grab supplies. I said, yo, I've been here for almost 2 hours waiting for my results. They said it was only going to take an hour. Why am I still waiting here? Like, what the fuck is the problem? He like, okay, I'll get a nurse for you, da-da-da-da. Another 15 minutes go by, y'all. I go in the hallway. It's about 7 of these motherfuckers. I swear to God. They just a lollygagging and talking. I say, yo, what the fuck? What is going on? Yo, ain't nobody gonna come tell me my results. These niggas ignored me the whole time. Y'all know how loud I am because that's why I'm talking to y'all right now. Okay? That's scary. Wish you didn't have to take that test. Me too. Okay? Me too. I didn't fucking like that. I didn't want to take that test. But at this point, I'm here. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know what's wrong. I don't know if I have COVID or not. I don't know nothing. Right? These niggas are literally ignoring me. I'm like, so nobody is going to fucking say nothing? Y'all sitting there like y'all don't fucking see me? Bitch, I have a whole IV still in my arm, okay? I start picking at it and shit, right? Picking at it. Nigga, I'm still yelling, yo. I said, you know what? Okay. I start running all through they motherfucking drawers and shit. Picking out band-aids and shit, gauze and all that shit, going all through their drawers, slamming the shit. Y'all got me fucked up in here, right? Mad as a motherfucker. Pissed the fuck off. Nigga, I still got the IV in my joint, but I'm running through their drawers and shit because I know when I take this IV out, blood is going to shoot the fuck out. Clearly, I know that. So I'm going to need something, right? Nigga. I leave. I'm looking for the exit. I'm trying to get on the motherfucking elevator, pushing buttons and shit. The same little nurse that came in there and took something out of the goddamn cabinets and shit. He talk about, I said, where's the exit at? He talking about, do you have discharge papers? I said, no, I'm leaving. Where the fuck is the exit? Okay. This nigga This nigga say, okay, go ahead, that way. I get in my car, okay? I drive the fuck home. I go pick up Zion from his dad. I go the fuck home. I start tearing that motherfucking Ivy out. They start calling me. I don't know who this is that's calling me, but I'm going to have to call you back. They start calling me. I know it's them and shit. I don't fucking answer. I knew it was them, right? I start taking the joint off. That fuck, I pulled the IV out. That shit, the blood shot the fuck out. Nigga, I don't give a shit. I start putting that shit on there, wrapping that motherfucker up. You see what I got here, okay? Band-aid shit. I told you, I ran all through their motherfucking drawers, nigga. I was at the hospital for 7 hours, bro. 7 hours. Okay? You hear me? 7 hours I was at that motherfucking hospital. You hear me? They never gave me anything for my pain, the reason why I was there. I told them that my pain was at a 10. I told them that I couldn't fucking breathe right. They never gave me anything. Not a Motrin, okay? Not a goddamn ibuprofen, that's the same thing. Not a goddamn Percocet, nothing, nigga, okay? They didn't give me shit, okay? They had me in there 7 hours. Again, ignored me when I'm sitting there asking them about my results. It was 7 motherfuckers in front of me, okay? Bitch, steady typing. None of that, right? I called my twin sister, tell her all this shit. She say, what? What you mean they ain't give you nothing for your pain? I said, bitch, they didn't give me nothing. You hear me? They didn't give me anything for the reason why I was there in the first place. I was sitting in that goddamn bed. The bitch left the goddamn blood pressure thing on my arm the entire time. Never bought me my blankets. Okay? I told y'all this gets worse. It just keeps on going, right? My sister say, fuck it. I'm just going to bring you lidocaine patches, right? This is what I have on. Lidocaine patches, okay? I slept great. You hear me? It helped, right? I get up this morning to call for my results, right? I get up this morning, I call them, right? They sending me to one bitch, then to another bitch, da 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 da. I finally get the bitch on the phone, right? She said, what results are you looking, you know, did you need? I said, my COVID results, my blood, whatever, right? I told you I went there because I wasn't breathing right and I had a fucking lump. I told you that, right? She say, your COVID results are negative. She say, your blood looks fine. Okay? Okay, she say, your blood looks fine and your potassium is a little high. Okay. Nothing about why I'm not breathing right. Why I got the lump, none of that. Then she say, we were calling you yesterday because you left without being discharged. You had an IV in your arm. I said, yeah, I did. Because I was sitting around asking somebody to help me. And everybody looked at me like I had 2 heads. Yeah, I left. This bitch say, well, the police was at your house. We sent the police to your house. You sent who? Bitch. Apparently, if you leave with an IV, because you're not supposed to. They send the police to your house to make sure, I guess, you ain't dead as shit. First of all, I never heard nobody at my motherfucking door last night. So, obviously, y'all was at the wrong goddamn apartment or something. Don't send no motherfucking popo to my crib. So, she say, so, did you get the IV out? I said, yeah. Because I ran through y'all drawers and had band-aids and stuff. Yeah, I took it out. She say, oh, okay. Okay. Bitch ain't tell me nothing about while I was there, why I was there. Nothing. You hear me? Do you hear me? She say, oh, okay. Well, you should make, your being as though your potassium is high, you should make an appointment with your primary doctor. You telling me I was there for 7 hours. If I would have stayed for another hour or whatever, and that bitch would have came and told me that bullshit and didn't even give me nothing for my pain. I never got nothing for my pain the whole time I was there, yo. I told them that my pain was at a 10. I didn't get a Motrin. I didn't get a fucking heating pad. I didn't even get a blanket that she told me that she was going to give me. And you mean to tell me, when I call to ask my results to figure out what the fuck is wrong with me, you basically don't tell me nothing? She said, oh, okay, when I told her I got the IV out. So I'm assuming because I was talking to her and I wasn't dead as shit, that I was cool once I got the IV out or whatever. So you telling me I don't have COVID, my blood is fine. So what if I would have stayed there, what would y'all have given me for my breathing not being right? Huh? Do you know what they was going to give me? They probably would have gave me the motherfucking lidocaine patches that I got on the fuck right now. Some shit that I could have got over the counter. What was wrong? What was wrong was I wasn't breathing right for the last couple days. I have a lump under my collarbone. Okay? No, it wasn't misericordia. I would never go to misericordia. I'm not even going to tell y'all where the fuck I went. Because again, at this point, it really doesn't fucking matter. Because I was trying to be considerate of the fact that, okay, I understand with everything that has happened as far as COVID, a lot of these hospitals are understaffed. But I literally sat in that hospital for 7 hours, was yelling for an hour, trying to get people attention. This bitch steady typing. It was 7 people. I'm like, yo, anybody gonna check my results? Anything? They just kept talking to each other like I wasn't there. They didn't take an x-ray or MRI for it to make sure your lungs was okay. Now, the lady brought in a machine and took some shit, you get what I'm saying, to look at my chest. Maybe it was an MRI. I thought I was going to get it. I thought I was going to go under the joint where it make the humming noise or something. I thought that's what they was going to do. Again, they're understaffed and I understand that. But I fucking hate hospitals. And this is what the fuck, this is the reasons why. So again, I was there for 7 hours for y'all not to give me nothing. And I told y'all that my pain was at a 10, that I wasn't breathing right. Now, for those who wasn't here in the beginning of this video, I literally was sitting there for 15 minutes before they even checked me in. They rolled my little ass in the wheelchair, sat me the fuck down the end of the hallway, to the point where the security guard had to roll me back and say, she needs to be checked in. Then these motherfuckers checked me in as my twin sister. Whole wristband with Tanisha name on it. Then go ahead and there, look down at my ID. And realize, seven hours for me to call, check on my results, and y'all still didn't tell me what the fuck was wrong. Y'all still didn't tell me anything. I have lidocaine patches on because this is the option that I fucking have right now, okay? Trying to drink water, and even with the lidocaine patches, they fucking helped. I was able to sleep last night. You get what I'm saying? My pain is a little bit down and shit like that. But again, for 7 hours, I'm sitting there. That's how that joint be too. Yeah, it's fucked up. So again, for a bitch to say, oh yeah, we sent the cops to your apartment. What the fuck? So the cops was able to get there, but y'all couldn't get to me and tell me my results when I'm standing directly in front of you bitches. Fuck you, send the cops to my house for it. And then when I say, yeah, I got the IV out because I ran all through their drawers and shit and was taking all this shit because I knew I was going to get the IV out. She going to say, oh, okay. Well, you should make an appointment with your primary doctor to see about your potassium. I don't know what's wrong. Okay? I think it's stress. Okay? I don't fucking know. A mess. Wasted a whole 7 hours. Yo, Jamie, when I say I literally stopped doing Uber for that. If that was the case, I could have gotten some shit over the counter. A whole 7 hours. And if I never left on my own, and that bitch would have came back and told me the stupid shit that she just told me over the phone. So again, they told me my COVID test would come back in an hour. I waited 2 hours. Then when I'm asking a motherfucker to help me or tell me what's going on, they literally ignored me. Then when I get all the way home, you want to call me? To say what? To say exactly what you just told me today? Then you want to send the cops to my door to what? Get the IV out of my arm? To make sure I'm not dead? And then when I say, yeah, I got the IV out. I guess because I'm talking to this bitch on the phone and I ain't dead. It's all good, right? It's all cool. This is why I don't do fucking hospitals. You got pretty teeth. Thank you. Okay? Like I said, the first thing I did when I even fucking realized what the problem was, I threw a whole box of goddamn cigarettes away. Because again, I don't know what's wrong. I know my breathing ain't right. In that kind of time, you could have been sent at least 3 times. You could have been seen at least 3 times. Yo, they switched shifts 3 times, bro. 7 hours, that's crazy and scary. Yes, and the whole time, I'm still having problems breathing. The whole time that I'm in there, I'm still having problems breathing. So what the fuck is the point of me being here? They never gave me anything. So you find out I don't have COVID. My blood is fine. So why the fuck am I not breathing right? Can you explain that to me, bitch? No? No, huh? No, okay. I still don't know what's wrong. All I can do is do what I've been fucking doing, which is why I didn't want to go to the hospital. Home remedies, okay? Bring the stress down. I'm trying not to yell, but as y'all can see, a bitch doing fine. If I'm able to yell like this and tell y'all the story like this, these motherfucking lidocaine patches got to be doing something right. But for 7 hours, like I said, when I was having issues and I'm driving on it, because I've been driving so much, so I thought that was it. I was holding Zion's sister. You get what I'm saying? She little fat mamas and stuff like that. I've been doing just a lot of cleaning and moving, washing clothes. It could have been that. But for me to go to the fucking hospital, be crying, my son worried, for y'all to tell me nothing, for y'all to literally have me in here for 7 hours. If that was the case, I could have been at home looking at fucking YouTube videos trying to figure out what's wrong with me for 7 fucking hours. What was the point? But I'm sorry, real shit. I've been sick since my mom died. Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. 3 years ago, and I just went back to the hospital Sunday that passed, and they still don't know. Yeah. They still don't, and then this is, yo, my one of my best friends, and I know she mad as shit at me right now. One of my best friends, she lost her mom. Her mom went back for a checkup and passed away. I just talked to my sister, and she said when she got her kidney transplant to give my cousin, they left her in there for an hour. She was screaming, help, help, help. Hands all burning because of the potassium. It was no more potassium in there. Child, that joint crazy. Yeah. Sad thing, you have to pay for it. I ain't paying for shit. Welfare be fucking paying for it. I got medical. Now I'm working on my food stamps and shit, but a bitch always had some goddamn medical insurance as far as Keystone. No, I think my son got Keystone. I think I got health partners. Either way, But that's real shit for the people that don't have health coverage. And it's so, and the crazy thing is, I was talking to my best friend. I was talking to Dave about it. I said, the United States isn't shit. Other places, Canada, other countries and stuff like that, they have free health care because they give a fuck about their citizens. You motherfuckers left me in here for 7 hours. 7 hours, bro? Doing nothing. Again, y'all motherfuckers rolled me down in this goddamn wheelchair. Didn't even check me in to even see who the fuck I was. That was the first sign that I should have been like, you know what? I already know. My grandmama already told me about this bullshit. I don't do hospitals, bro. The last time I was at the hospital is when I seen my nana, right before she passed. And I had to go. There was no way I wasn't going to go see my nana. But that's some fucking bullshit, bro. And then I call y'all today and you still don't give me no type of insight on what the fuck is wrong with me. So I'm basically just figuring it the fuck out on my own here. Just fucking winging it. Yeah, that's true, because I got health insurance and they still treat me like shit. Yeah. Yeah, and I, listen, y'all, I just learned up. I was just reading, because I, this is another thing too. I was going to do another video, but I'm going to just say this now and I'm going to say it later and shit. I don't know if people watch it or whatever. Y'all text me. I fucking quit school. I'm tired of this shit. And one thing that I just read recently on a critical thinking or something like that, I read, and it was like a scenario where this one dude came to get checked out and something was wrong with him or whatever the case may be. They dealt with him the way they dealt with him. And then when another doctor walks by and says, and they realize that the guy that was getting checked out is another doctor, they started giving him the fucking best care possible. So before y'all found out he was an alumni, y'all basically was going to just give him what the fuck y'all wanted to give him. But because y'all found out he was another doctor who went to the same school that y'all went to, now y'all want to give him the best fucking care possible? So fuck everybody else. Fuck how y'all treat us or whatever, but it's all about who you know. You motherfucking right. So therefore, I'm done with school. Not just because of that scenario, because I'm mentally frustrated. The only reason why I went back is because I was dealing with my goddamn stupid ass marriage, okay, that I fucking held on for so goddamn long and made that look good, and went back because I needed the loan money, okay? I could have went to school with just grants alone, but I purposely put myself in debt to pay for my company, a company that I thought me and my husband was going to build. And that motherfucker didn't do a goddamn thing to build our goddamn company. You hear me? So now I don't fucking want to do this shit anymore. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the classes. I'm tired of, like, I was mentally dedicating myself to this the whole time. I didn't even want to go back to get my bachelor's. I wanted to get my associates and go to fuck to Georgia. That didn't happen. So I purposely put myself back in debt because I needed to move because a motherfucker wasn't moving out for me like he should have. Now I'm in debt regardless. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. That's where I'm thinking the stress comes from at this point. So again, I don't know. I still don't fucking know, but I damn sure am not about to go back to no hospital and sit there for hours for them to basically tell me nothing. I'm done, y'all. I don't really have nothing more to say. I done came on here and gave y'all everything. From my eyebrows not being done, from my hair not being done, and just giving it to y'all raw and authentic. Like, I'm mentally the fuck done with a lot of shit, yo. And again, this is why I don't go to hospitals, okay? Everybody on the way back playback can understand why I just said what the fuck I said. and all the people who have been watching me and saw me keep up, try to keep up this goddamn show that I was doing and all of that, but I'm tired of that shit too. I feel very unappreciated, which is why I don't be going live. I have money to fucking make. I have bills to pay, and I'm not about to, that shit is frustrating, sitting on there looking and searching for other people's business and telling y'all other people's business. First of all, I ain't no damn snitch, but goddamn it, China, you look like it. But that's another thing that I did that I sacrificed because of a motherfucker wanting an entertainment company. And now we ain't the fuck together no more. Therefore, I want to do what I want to fucking do and make sure that I'm taking care of my son. Because at the end of the day, when these niggas come and go, my son is the only one that loves me unconditionally. That's where I'm at mentally. I want to do my music again. I want to do my album. I want to do some more freestyles. I want to do my acting. Shit that I love to do. I'm over it. So yeah, I quit school. I just confirmed on why I don't fucking like hospitals. All they did was add to my reasons why. And confirmed why I've been acting the way the fuck that I've been acting and not going to no goddamn hospitals and using my own home remedies, okay? All right. I felt like that was enough. Yeah, U.S. don't care about nobody. Yeah, girl, Jamie, you know they don't fucking give a fuck about nobody. It's about money. All of them in there, y'all do certain things. When my son had eczema, instead of them telling me, oh yeah, you can go to get a Vino and all of the other shit or do this and do that over the counter, they were making my son's eczema worse. Literally making it worse. They don't give a fuck. So, it's your girl, China Black. They like to call me CB Man. So, thank y'all so much for praying for me. Because I feel like I needed that prayer helps, okay? Like the goddamn spirit bomb and shit, I needed all of y'all, okay? Because if y'all didn't, if those that did pray for me, I'm happy that y'all didn't. I'm happy that I prayed because I would have beat a bitch ass. If I didn't leave, when I did leave and they would have came back with those stupid ass results, God knew what would have happened. God knew I would have been putting paws on somebody. Goddamn, they would have been locking my ass up. They'd have been like, bitch, how the fuck you go from the hospital straight to the jail? And that was another thing, too. I felt like that was treating me like I was in jail again. Goddamn PP number and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how they was treating me. Talking about who got 47. Bitch, I got a name. You don't want to say Hayes or nothing? Just my PP number. Okay. All right, stupid bitch. So, today, I'm taking a day for myself. I was going to do some GoPuff and I was going to do Uber. But mentally, I am not there. Physically, I'm probably not the fuck there. So, I'm going to be taking a day. And then I try to stop smoking weed. Today might be the day. Today might be the day I cop a 20, goddamn. And lay the fuck down, okay? Because I can't, okay? I'm surprised you didn't do it. Yeah, I'm surprised too, Jamie. I'm surprised, too, that I didn't put the fucking paws on somebody yesterday. And that's why I had to leave. When I tell you, girl, I was literally like, this was the drawers. It was a whole cabinet. You know how the cabinets be? I was like, fuck it. I was taking shit. I was taking gloves and shit. I was pulling shit out, slamming the motherfuckers. Oh, y'all act like y'all motherfucking hear me? Boop, boop, boop. Yes, I did. Yes, I did, Jamie. I'm shocked. That's why I said, I'm going to the hospital. Please pray for me. Because I already don't do the hospital. I didn't know what was wrong. But I know I don't do nobody's hospitals. I'd be ready to beat somebody's ass at every fucking, in every situation. In every situation. Goddamn family functions and shit. At work. Okay, I almost beat my manager's ass right before COVID happened. That was God. They knew. They fucking knew it. My manager said, girl, I thought you was going to beat me up. I said, I was. Fuck is wrong with you? Who was you talking to? Who was you talking to? Jennifer? They be having the right one with me. They be having the right one with me. The wrong one, right one? Oh, I don't fucking know. Either way, this one will beat your ass, okay? right? Something inside you saw, let's go. Said, let's go. Yeah, something is, listen, it took everything in me not to, listen, I never walked over there. Like, I started to walk over to where they were. Like, where, you know, that I was pacing back so they can see me and all of the other shit. Something told me, do not go over there. That was God. That was y'all prayers. And I want to thank y'all. Okay. I don't even like when people do shit like that. Like put on there, oh, I'm in the hospital. Duh, duh, duh. I knew that my prayers alone to God, the way I be talking to my man, G-O-D. Okay. I needed more than that. I needed y'all. I was like, God, nah, you know me was good. My player, you know me. You know what I'm saying? I want to pray for patience. You know what I'm saying? I want to pray for, stability. Okay. Pray for these hands. I just want to pray that I don't put hands on nobody. Okay. I'm trying to be like your son. Okay. I'm trying to be like JC. How you doing up there? You know what I'm saying? What up, bro? What up, bro? You know what I'm saying? God know how I talk to him. So I needed y'all. I needed y'all prayers. Okay. The humble prayers. Okay. I was like, I'm going to pay for patience, strength. Okay, you know what I'm saying? And at one point, you get what I'm saying? Because God know your heart. He felt me being like, I need strength to beat a bitch ass. He know me. He know me. He said, not today. Not today, Teresa. Okay? Now, by summing this up, I want to say that everything happens for a reason, never just because, right? And like I said, for everybody who probably didn't hear me say it, everybody that's coming in now, I threw a whole box of cigarettes away. I've been trying to stop smoking cigarettes for a long ass time. And maybe this was the test. Okay. Maybe this was my journey to get to that point to just like leave it alone. Because again, they didn't give me no real results on what was wrong. I still don't really know what's wrong, but I know that one right there, I'm not doing that shit no more. I can't continue to put that in my body. Okay, I can't continue to even keep saying to my son, yeah, I'm trying to quit, son, da-da-da. I'm trying to quit smoking cigarettes, da-da-da. Maybe this was the test, okay? This was the test. Overall, for them leaving the IV in my arm, for me not whooping a bitch ass, all of that. Maybe this is just my journey, and this was my test to get to the point of me quitting cigarettes. Because again, I still don't know. But I know goddamn well I'm not picking up another goddamn cigarette. Now, I got some CBD. You know what I'm saying? Got CBD, and I might be copping some tweed today. But that's good. You know what I'm saying? But those cigarettes, they have to go. Again, I really don't know. You know what I'm saying? Good, me too. Yeah, bro. Like, we can't do it no more. So, again, maybe this was just my journey to get to that point. Like, I was even praying. I was like, Nana, you up there, and you know I be right beat a bitch ass. So, Nana, I'm just watch over me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really was at a point mentally like, okay, God, you speaking to me. So, the fact that I went from, you know what I'm saying, me throwing the cigarettes away, just, you know what I'm saying, me being there for all them hours, like me literally, cause I'm telling you, I was literally at the door, like looking at these people, like, yo, like yelling, and they were literally ignoring me. So y'all know how I am. The fact that I never walked over there, that was God. For me to literally just put my clothes back on, get some band-aids and gloves and shit out the drawer for me to go home. Like, I went straight out the exit. I didn't go over there and be like, y'all motherfuckers playing with me, because that would have been me. That I know it would have been happening. And then as soon as the bitch, Becky or somebody, or Lucille or somebody would say something crazy, I would have been boo-bopping the bitch. You feel what I'm saying? It would have been crazy. So, that's why I was in the hospital. That's why I hate hospitals. Again, I don't know why I'm having these issues, but the cigarettes has got to go. I'm trying to take a day for myself. I go see my dad tomorrow because the jails is back open. Thank God. you know, it is what it is. I got a new car. I've been blessed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to be making some money, but thank God I got these two jobs. I applied for my Texas child. I didn't even think I was getting nothing back, but I am. So it's all God's plan, and I got to take it for what it is. You get what I'm saying? Because I literally was praying like, God, I'm just putting it in your hands now, because if you leave it in my hands, somebody getting boo-bopped up in here, okay? Still yelling and shit. Still yelling. It's your girl, China Black. They like to call me CB Man, okay? And I'm out this joint, y'all. Let me end Facebook. Make sure y'all still subscribing for the channel, to the channel. No, I haven't been doing my show because I'm trying to get at this money. But I will be trying to post some little skits and stuff once I get my bread back right. You know what I'm saying? Because bills gotta get paid. Palms need to be greased. So, yeah, man. So, I'll be getting back to you. I might do some little skits that I might put up or whatever. Make sure y'all subscribing so we can still get to our monetization. We only like 200 subscribers short. So, make sure y'all subscribing to the channel. It's your girl, China Black. They like to call me CB Man, and I'm out.